Hello everyone, it's great to be back here again for another file. Today we're covering a bit of an old one, SCP-009, otherwise known as Red Ice. Object class for this SCP is Euclid. Special containment procedures. Object is to be contained within a sealed storage tank of heat-resistant alloy with dimensions no less than 2 meters by 2 meters by 2 meters. Under no circumstances should SCP-009 be exposed to temperatures in excess of 0 degrees Celsius when not undergoing testing, and no water-based solutions shall be allowed within 30 meters of the object's containment area. Object's chamber is to be fitted with temperature sensors, which must be monitored at all times, and is to be kept refrigerated by no fewer than 3 redundant cooling units. Any malfunction of sensors or of coolant systems is to be reported and repaired immediately. If at any time the temperature in the containment area climbs above negative 5 degrees Celsius, the chamber is to be locked down and flooded with coolant until temperatures return to safe levels, which would be around negative 30 degrees Celsius to negative 25 degrees Celsius. Containment area is to be kept in a total vacuum during testing, and personnel interacting with SCP-009 must wear full environmental protection gear. Following testing, all equipment, personnel, and other materials must undergo dehydration procedures and be quarantined for no less than 12 hours. Any moisture found displaying properties of SCP-009 is to be quarantined and added to the containment area as soon as possible. Living organisms found to be contaminated by SCP-009 are to be terminated by chemical desiccation, and extracted molecules of SCP-009 added to containment. Description: SCP-009 is approximately liters of substance, which superficially resembles distilled water. This red hue is discernible in all phases and serves to be most expedient method of identifying contained matter before its anomalous properties manifest. In contrast to mundane water, SCP-009 assumes a liquid phase at temperatures between negative 100 degrees Celsius and 0 degrees Celsius, and a solid state above those temperatures. At temperatures below negative 100 degrees Celsius, SCP-009 vaporizes to a gaseous phase similar to steam. Examinations of the atomic structure of SCP-009 have proved inconclusive. The substance appears to be identical to normal water molecules, with the exception of in contrast to standard laws of enthalpy. Dr. cites resident expert on Xenospeltia physics suggests that SCP-009 may originate in a universe with alternate physical laws. The most hazardous property of SCP-009, however, is its ability to contaminate normal water. When in contact with any aqueous solution, SCP-009 will, through an unknown mechanisms, transfer its anomalous properties to other subjects and creatures. Testing has shown it is capable of assimilating ice, steam, tea, fruit juice, seawater, blood, and the time it takes for this process to occur varies depending on the temperature and the exact chemical composition of affected matter, and had been observed as taking between 3 minutes and hours. Experiments on D-class personnel have illustrated the process of conversation by the substance. Experiments on D-class personnel have illustrated the process of conversion by the substance, which has been found to follow a consistent pattern. Phase 1, initial exposure. Subject is exposed to SCP-009 and begins assimilating any moisture present on the exposed surface. Creatures in this stage do not commonly notice any unusual symptoms except for a slight warming sensation. Phase 2, surface conversion. Frost begins to form on the exposed area as the heat produced by the subject in SCP-009 itself rises in temperature above 0 degrees Celsius. This stage can take anywhere from 1 minute to hours, during which time subjects begins to feel crystals from the epidermis. Phase 3, deep tissue conversion. Exponential increase in temperature of SCP-009 causes runaway reactions throughout the subject's body, resulting in actual blood loss is minimal due to ice crystals, allowing subjects to remain alive and conscious for up to hours. Phase 4. Testing on D-Class personnel was discontinued as of 4-23-2000. Addendum. Circumstances of retrieval. Subject was found in Alaska on 11-05-19. The Foundation became involved after reports were obtained from the native tribe, who came across the mangled bodies of a team of seal hunters, which had apparently been shipwrecked kilometers from the village. All victims were found encased in red ice. The cause of death recorded was internal bleeding, though closer examination found it is surmised that the low ambient temperatures in the area retarded the freezing process. This prolonged the time to the total conversion by hours and allowed the victims to remain conscious until origin of SCP-009 is currently unknown. Investigation into smaller events or materials in the area is ongoing. Evidence that the scene suggests possibly involving SCP. Addendum 11-09-19. After initial report and retrieval of specimens, it was confirmed that the arcanoid entity found by MTF-B7 was indeed a previously unknown instance of SCP-3023. Investigation has revealed the instance originated in as a result of data expunged. Addendum 12-06-19. After repeated inquiries, it should be noted that the portion of coastline upon which the initial victims were found was barren rock, approximately meters from the seashore, and was sufficiently dry and cold to prevent significant contamination of the surrounding area. Had the site been closer to the water, there is little doubt that an extinction-level event would have ensued. Consideration of upgrading SCP-009 to Keter class under review. Addendum 12-16-2000. Supercooling of SCP-009 for the purpose of experimentation is disallowed until further notice. Personnel are advised that liquid nitrogen is only to be used on the subject in controlled amounts and only until temperatures have reached acceptable levels. Related note, possible application of SCP-009 in cold fusion research pending evaluation. Memo from O5 Council 1-09-2000. We've decided to keep this thing Euclid for now. We understand the concerns raised, but as long as you keep the power on and nobody goes near its contaminated area, there shouldn't be a problem. That's why we're keeping it in sight. As for the cold fusion research, we're putting a pin in that for now. frankly, we don't have the budget for another snafu-like site. The salvage team hasn't found Dr. Alright. I think that's all for now. There is a little extra information on this, but I think I'll have that in its own lecture. For now, goodbye. Hello everyone, Dr. Redacted here, and I am just here to say thank you so much for listening to today's video. If you would rather listen to this on YouTube, just know that there is a YouTube version of the show, or if you would like to listen to it on Spotify or anything like that, just know that there is that route as well. I would also like to point out the fact that, hey, I now have a gaming channel. It is called Helsing Gaming currently. You can find it linked in the description below. There I play some video games and just, you know, chat more casually. It's a lot of fun over there. You guys should go check it out. But most importantly, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. If you like any more updates from me, just know that I do have social medias also linked down in the description below. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, be sure to do the thing that every YouTuber tells you to do. Like, comment, and subscribe. It really helps me out, and I can't thank you all enough. But until we meet again, I want to say goodnight. Sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.